All right, Geschmack. Svir Saomer is a exceptionally zisa sugya, an exceptionally sweet sugya. Every sugya is sweet. The sweetness of the geschmack of the Svir Saomer sugya, it hits you right away. Most of the discussion of Svir Saomer in the Bavli, from Samach Hei all the way to Samach Vav, is primarily about figuring out the date for Kitzira Saomer and Svira Saomer. Here we are in Maseches Menachos. Why are we in Maseches Menachos, Perek Rabbi Yishmael? Because Perek Rabbi Yishmael, Maseches Menachos, is dedicated to the dinim of the Karban HaOmer, which appropriately belongs in Menachos. The Svira Saomer starts, as we saw in the Pesukim in Chumash, the day after Yimachar Shabbos, you bring the Karban HaOmer. It's on that day you begin to count Svira Saomer, which is the day that is Yimachar Shabbos, the day after the Shabbos. The Gemara's Parablat, demonstrating a host of indications from the Chumash, from Nevi'im and Ksuvim, that Shabbos in that context refers not to Shabbos Bereishis, not to Saturday. Yimachar Shabbos doesn't mean Sunday. Melchus Shabbos means the day after Yom Tov, the second day of Pesach, the first day of Chol Hamoed. That's when you have the mitzvah at night to cut the barley for the Omer, in the morning to makriv the carbon that you bring from that barley, and that's also the date when you begin Sfiras Omer. So the bulk of the discussion really revolves around the date. It's just the last few lines of the sugya that directly address how you actually count Svira Saomer. Even that is a gufa, is quoting a conversation that came up earlier in the discussion about the date. So here we are right before the Mishnah, Samach Vav Amud Aleph, gufa, the last three or four lines. Amar Abaye, mitzvah l'mimne yomei, v'mitzvah l'mimne shavuei. You have a mitzvah to count the days, and a mitzvah to count the weeks. Where did Abaye get that from? The Pesukim in Chumash. You look at Amar, you look in Re'eh, you hear on the one hand Tisbru Chamishim Yom, you're about counting days. On the other hand, you hear Shiva Shavuos Tisbralach, you're about counting weeks. Abaye says the answer is both. You got to count the days and you have to count the weeks. And indeed, a generation or two later, the Talmidei Chachamim, Rav Ashi's Beis Medrash, Abaye's in the middle of the period of the Amoraim. Ravashi is a generation or two later, the end of the Amoraim. Rabban Dvei Ravashi, Manu Yomei, Manu Shavuei. They followed Abaye's Psak, they counted both the days and the weeks. But Ameimar, Manu Yomei, Vlo Manu Shavuei. Ameimar counted the days, but not the weeks. Why? Sukkim in the Chumash, Shiva Shavuei, Tisbalach. What do you do with that? So the answer is, Zecher L'miktoshu. Meimer said, we don't count weeks because it is a Zecher L'Mikdash. What does that mean? Let me say Zecher L'Mikdash. Zecher L'Mikdash, Pesach in the Chumash. What does Zecher L'Mikdash mean? Above all, Zecher L'Mikdash's core means that this is only a mitzvah mi Rabban. I mean, this is a harm, but Pesach in the Chumash. Nowadays Rabban. Why nowadays Rabban? Or make a Zecher to when it was Darius of Days of Mikdash. No carbon, exactly. Which Rishon says that? Rashi, right? Rashi says, good. Haimi Yana Dahash, the last Rashi for the Mishnah here in Samach Vava Manalev, Maseches Menachos. Haimi Yana Dahash, the Lav Chovahu. Nowadays it's not a Chiv. Not a Chiv Daraisa. The Halek, presumably. The Haleka Omer. There's no carbon Omer, implying, as the simple reading of the Pesukim, Yom Aviyachem es Omer Tenufa Sheva Shabbos es Tinus Tiyana. You're counting 7 weeks from the day of the Havas Karban Omer. The simple reading of the Chumash is that the goreim of the Chi of Sfiras Omer is Havas Karban Omer. There's no Karban Omer. There's no Sfiras Omer. Min HaTorah. We don't have a Karban Omer. We ought to be bringing the Karban Omer, but we don't have the capacity to bring in carbon omer. So we have no carbon omer, we have no sphere omer in our Torah. We do count. It's merely a zecher l'mikdash, It's not the full original chiyuv d'oraisa. Hilkach b'yome sagi. That's why a Meimer says, because Manazah is not the chiyuv d'oraisa. The chiyuv, we don't have the chiyuv d'oraisa Sfiras Omer. Because the fact that we count Sfiras Omer, that's a zeichel mikdash. Zeichel mikdash is a concept. We've come across this phrase in various sugyas over the course of the year. Like even the last parak of Rosh Hashanah, Mishnayos teach us that lulav on Chol HaMoed is a zeichel mikdash. Lulav on Chol HaMoed, the Torah says in Parashat Amor, Achbiyom HaRishon, Lokachtum Lachem B'yom HaRishon, creates Hadar, etc. The mitzvah of lulav and esrog is Yom HaRishon, the first day, Yom Tov of Sukkot, not Chol HaMoed. Well, what's with Chol HaMoed? Torah says, "Usmachtum finish Lachem Shavas Yamim." If you're in Beis HaMikdash, finish Lachem. So then you express the simcha through lulav. Lulav d'mei Torah is only applies to Chol HaMoed in the Mikdash. Mikdash kal shiva, but begvulin outside Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of lulav is only a Yom Tov, not a Chol HaMoed. We have lulav and Chol HaMoed. That's post Churban Habayis, Biyochem Zakar Masakin, Zecher LeMikdash. We're going to now replicate what we used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. But that's why Bizman Hazeh, we have lulav the first day is Daraisa, lulav Chol HaMoed is Midrabanan, Zecher LeMikdash. And we came across early in the year in the context of Hanukkah, the Baal HaMor, we saw probably several other Rishonim also understand that near Hanukkah, at least in part, Zecher LeMikdash, Tadlak is Neres HaMenorah in the Beis HaMikdash every day. Came across, we discussed earlier in the year, the Zohar says that the way we handle the Lechem Mishnah and Shabbos is that creates a Zecher LeMikdash to the Lech HaPanim that was put on the Shulchan every Shabbos, taken off the Shulchan every Shabbos, those 12 loaves. So here the Gemara Meimar says, here's another Zecher LeMikdash. Sviras Omer Zeichel Mikdash. As a result, we only count days. So that is a machlokas amoram. Abaye says you count the days and the weeks, while Ameimar says you only count the days but not the weeks. Zeichel Mikdash. How do we paskin? Abaye, we count days and weeks. How do you know? Well, that's what we do. Right. And how else do you know? Where did what we do come from? Who told you? Besides the rabbi and shul, who count last night counted 10 days, which is 1 week and 3 days. Ah, so he counted Yomei and Shavui, which we showed him said, the Rambam. Right? The Rambam says explicitly, the Rambam has halachas asfira sa'omer at the very end of Perek Zayin of Tamidin Umusafin, and Sefer Avoda. Perek Zayin Tinu Safinar has to do with those dinim of Karbanos that apply over the course of Pesach. He begins with the Musafin Pesach and he spends most of the Perek on the dinim of the Karban HaOmer. That runs through Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Aleph. And then the last four halachas of the Perek, Perek Zayin Tinu Safin, halachas Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dal, Chaf Hei, Rambam has the dinim of Sfiras HaOmer. Mitzvah Seilus, Parshava Shabbos, Tumimos. And he says right away, Mitzvah Limnos Hayamim Im HaShavuos Shenem Artis Baruch HaMishim Yom. Rambam passage is explicitly like Abayi, Mitzvah Limne Yome, Mitzvah Limne Shavue. And he doesn't say otherwise. Now, it should be noted that Ameimar agrees also that the din d'oraisa is to count the days and the weeks. Right, that's the implication. He says we don't count weeks nowadays because nowadays it's a zeichel mikdash bi'alma, as Rashi says. This is a zeichel mikdash, so we whittle it down. We don't have the weeks; we just have the days. Ameimar would agree to halacha chav beis. Halacha chav beis doesn't prove that the Rambam passes like Abai. Halacha beis, the din d'oraisa is days and weeks. How do you see from the Rambam clearly that even Bizman Hazeh, you count the days and the weeks? Yeah, exactly. Because Halacha Chavdalet, he says, Mitzvah Zu'al Kol Ish Mi'Yisrael B'chol Makom U'V'chol Zman. B'chol Zman, what do you mean B'chol Zman? B'chol Makom means even outside Eretz Yisrael. B'chol Zman means even Shalom B'Fnei HaBayis, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. So that's pretty clear that what he's saying is even Bizman HaZeh. Now, what would you say about Tosfos? Take a look at a Tosfos. How do you think Tosfos fits or doesn't fit with the Rambam? Take a look. This long Tosfos on Samach Vav Amud Aleph. We'll come to the very end, but first I want to take a look at the very beginning. Near the Besafik Hashay Ziv Dio Masel Zeich LaMikdashu. Near the Besafik Hashay Chayachal Levarech. Tosfos is clarifying a very practical shiloh. They're in Safik Hasheichel, in Safik day, Safik night. Bein Hashmashas. It's after Shkia, but it's for Tzei Sekochavim. The Gemara tells the second paragraph of Shabbos that Bein Hashmashas, Safik Me'ayom, Safik Me'alayla. We treat Bein Hashmashas as though it were a Safik, whether it's day or night. The period after sunset, but before it gets really dark. It's still light outside, but the sun is no longer visible. From Shkia to Tzeisak Rechav. So Ben Hashmashas Tosfos says, let's say you daven, this is a very, very practical shayla. You daven an early Ma'ariv, you go to the Mincha Ma'ariv Minyan, so unless there's a long, long Dvar Torah, it's before Tzeisak Rechav, by the time Ma'ariv is done, so do I count Svir then, or do I not count Svir then? So Tosfos says, absolutely! Near it, so it seems to us that the Safik Hashaycha Yachal Levarech. You can, an interesting language there. He says, did you notice the verb, by the way? Yachal Levarech. You could say the brachas, like that's like a Yiddish expression. You could bench Svira. Benching Lula, benching Svira. The point isn't can you make a bracha, the point is can you be Yotze the mitzvah Svira? So, Omer. In theory, he ought to have said Yachal Lisbar. It's interesting that idiom that to us is Yiddish, to bench Svira, to bench Lulav. Huh? Clearly, Tosfos spoke Yiddish. He probably did. Near the Besapri Chashecha Yachalavav. Or alternatively, Yiddish is based on the way the Balei Tosfos spoke. So, near the Besapri Chashecha Yachalavar. The Tosfos says, it seems to us, that you can bench Svira, you can count with a bracha. During Bein Hashmashas, the Ein Tzarich LaHamtin Ad Sheva Adai Laila. You don't have to wait until after Tzeisak Rechav. Why? So they have two arguments. Number one, came into Safek Sveik Drabanan. That's a Sveik Drabanan. Safek Drabanan LaHakim. Number two, the Od Omer Da Afilu Biyom Samel Lachashecha Adif Mishum Timimas. Tosfos even advances the second Svar, which I don't want to focus on. We'll focus on the first argument that he makes, but it's worth being aware. Tosfos raises the idea that maybe you can actually count Svira before the day even begins. Right now we are firmly in day 10. Right? So tonight will be day 11, a number of hours from now. So Tosfos, in their second approach, they suggest, who says it has to actually be already day 11 or to count 11? Maybe you should count before day 11 begins. Maybe late this afternoon you should say, tonight's going to be day 11. See, maybe that's even better. Tamimos, that with the whole day to come, is already covered by, it's already pre-counted. There is a notion to us that seems like a foreign idea that you could count the day before the day even comes. At least in terms of the practicalities, maybe not in terms of underlying lumdas, the Rambam has a similar type of idea. The Rambam says in Perek Chavtetz Vilchah Shabbos, again, the lumdus is not the same, but phenomenologically it's similar. The Rambam thinks that Kiddush, he says Kiddush and Abdal the same mitzvah. The Rambam understands the same mitzvah d'oraisa to talk about the difference between Kodesh and Chol when Shabbos is coming in and when Shabbos leaves. Rambam thinks Abdal is the same d'oraisa of Zohar. And he says to talk about the difference between Shabbos and Chol a little bit before or after Shabbos enters, and a little bit before or after Shabbos exits. We're not makpid to say Havdalah on Shabbos. Usually we say Havdalah when Shabbos is over. Although the Gemara in the beginning, fourth bracha, bracha says, in theory, maybe if you need to, you could say Havdalah in some sense before Shabbos is over. So we also make Kiddush early. Make early Shabbos. Make early Kiddush. It's different ways of understanding that, but the Rambam understood not that Shabbos began earlier, but you can say Kiddush before Shabbos begins. You don't have to say Kiddush on Shabbos, Rambam understood, other Rishonim disagree. You have to say Kiddush around when Shabbos comes in. You're talking about what's about to happen. So, again, the oneness is not the same, but Tosis is, it looks similar. Tosis says, maybe you can count Sphere before the day even begins. Late this afternoon, before Myriv, you'll count Sphere somewhere. Tonight will be 11. Okay, that's one approach. So if that's the case, that the Sphere, you're counting the day, you don't have to be in the day to say that day over there, it's about to begin, that's going to be day 11. Okay, so of course you can count during Beit HaShemesh. Tosis said, let's go back to Tosis' first point. Otosis' first point. And why can I count? Why is it okay, Tosis thinks? Discussion in Poskin. But why is that Tosis thinks it's totally fine to count Sphere after early Ma'ariv? Because? Sveik Drabban Lahako. So there are a couple interesting things about that, one of which I want to, second one we'll focus on. The first one is Tosis making at least two assumptions. One is that you're allowed to. You're allowed to be makel on Bein HaShemashas for Drabanos. We don't usually do that. We don't only start Tisha B'Av or Shavas Matamos for that matter, you know, after Seis HaKochavim. We don't usually apply Sveik Draban LaHakel to Bein HaShemashas. So it's an intriguing application by Tosus that since it's Drabanan, you could already count during Bein HaShemashas. Okay, interesting. What else is Tosis, even more fundamentally, that Tosis is assuming? Oh, right. Tosis, unlike the Rambam, who said that, Rambam said the mitzvah d'oraisa sphere somer applies in all places at all times. Rambam held that sphere somer is one of d'oraisa. And Natan points out Tosis is clearly the most fundamental assumption that Tosis is making. They are making a fancy assumption about how Sveik Draban works, and how it interacts with the suffix of Bein HaShemashas. And maybe they're later on saying something fancy about the nature of Sfiras HaOmer and Tmimos. But Natan points out correctly, the first most basic assumption Tosas made, that Sfiras HaOmer is Azeh, is the Rabbanon. And as a result, we can employ Sveika Drabbanon Lahakal. So what does that mean? So does that mean the Tosos Paskin like Amemer? Really? The Rambam and Tosos? Machlokas Amoram. We showed him how to Paskin Machlokas Amoram. Really? The Rambam holds like Abaye? The Tosos holds like Amemer? Opipashtus not. Opipashtus Tosos may well also have agreed that the mitzvah Lemim Neyomim, mitzvah Lemim Shavui. Yeah?
Just because
Bein HaShemashas is a suffik yom, suffik laila, but it's a suffik on a drabanan because the chi of Sfiras HaOmer is only drabanan, so it could be a kind of drabanan during Bein HaShemashas. But Tosis is clearly assuming that Sfiras HaOmer is mazeh is drabanan. The Rambam is pretty clearly assuming Sfiras HaOmer is mazeh is deraisa. So the Nosei Kalim on the Rambam take this up. The Kesef Mishnah talks that Mari Korkus is already talking about it. Mari Korkus is published on the bottom of the page, because the Ksav Yad was found more recently. But he's older than the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah was Rabbi Yosef Karo, the author of Shulchan Aruch, the 1500s. Mari Korkus is the Rishon. Mari Korkus already points out Machlokas Tosas Rambam, and he says, it's really about the, he more or less says the following. Awareness in Derech HaLim, a basic methodological tool in your toolbox. Hanocha analysis. You have a Gemara here, Abaya Meimar. They explicitly argue over what the din is, whether mitzvah mimnei shavuei or not. What's that? How many of them explained the rationale for their shita? Did both explain? No, only a Meimar. Abaya just said, count days, count weeks. A Meimar says, no, you only count the days. Why? Zeichel Mikdash. So, presumably, Amen was explaining why he disagrees with Abaye. The question is, what didn't Abaye like about Amen? Look, he said, Zeich LeMikdash. Zeich LeMikdash, so therefore, you should only count the days. So, what doesn't Abaye like? See, what we have to do is, and this becomes intuitive, and maybe it already was intuitive, but just to unpack the steps. So in thinking about what Amemar is saying, so what was he saying? He said, look, there are several steps in the reasoning. Look, you look in the Chumash is clear that mitzvah mimni yom and mitzvah mimni shavuot. However, the Chumash also was clear that there's a connection between Karban Omer and Sviras Omer. We don't have Karban Omer Bizman Hazeh. Therefore, we don't have Sviras Omer Min HaTorah Bizman Hazeh. Our Sviras Omer, therefore, must be Drabanan. Why? It must be Zeichel Mikdash. If it's a Zeichel Mikdash, then you'll require the full strength of Daraisa, Yomim and Shavuot. All you need is Yomim. So there are a number of steps, 6, 7, 8 steps in that logical train of reasoning. How many of them are debatable? At least two. One was the assumption that Sfira Salman is not as Rabbanan. The assumption that if you don't have a Karban Omer, then Min HaTorah you don't have Sfira Salman. Who says? Maybe it's just giving the date. The date of the Karban Omer is the date of the Sfira Salman. But maybe Sfira Salman is independent of Karban. Maybe Sfira Salman is not as that is Min HaTorah. There's a later stage in the reasoning that can also be debated. And that is, even in Naniach, the Sfira Salman says Rabbanan, but doesn't necessarily follow that you should clip it short. A number of guys pointed out during Seder. We mentioned before a number of types of Zeichel Mikdash. Lulav Kol Shiva, the Mishnah is Gemara explicit in the beginning of the last paragraph of Rosh Hashanah. It's a Zeichel Mikdash. But we don't say we do Nanuim only when it's Daraisa, when it's Rabbanu, we don't do Nanuim. No, you do regular full Lulav. We do it fully. If you think about it, sometimes Zeichel Mikdash is full, sometimes Zeichel Mikdash is not complete. By Lulav, Zeichel Mikdash is complete. By on the other hand, the Ran writes that Korech is only Zeichel Mikdash, so that's why you use you could use Matzah in a Shmura for Korech. It's only Zeichel Mikdash. Or let's say Neris Hanukkah. So Neris Hanukkah, the Baal Hamor writes it's Zeichel Mikdash, and we discuss Hanukkah time could be the Shulchan Aruch Zeichel Mikdash, could be Rashi Aruch Zeichel Mikdash, the other Zeichel Mikdash, but we don't have seven lights. It's very, very different for Neris Shabbat Mikdash. Chala Zeichel Mikdash, very, very different from Olach HaKohen. We don't shape them the same way. It cut pieces, very, very different. So sometimes Zeichel Mikdash is different. Sometimes Zeichel Mikdash is the same. Now, so there are two ways you could. Amemar is making two hanachos. One is that Sfiras Omer is Drabanan. Two is, since it's Drabanan, you ought to not count the weeks. Abaye disagrees and says, no, you count the days and the weeks. Which hanacha does Abaye dispute? Either hanacha, denying either hanacha will lead you to deny the psak. Right? So one possibility is Abaye disagrees fundamentally and thinks, no, Sfiras Omer is as Daraisa. It doesn't depend on actually bringing the karmen. The other possibility is Abaye agrees that Sfiras Omer is as Rabbanan Zeichel Mikdash, but he doesn't think that therefore follows that you should leave out the weeks. Maybe it's just like Lula, Zeichel Mikdash, but do it fully. Yeah, to light Neris Chanukah the way they lived the Menorah Beis HaMikdash, that would be very complicated. To make Chalos for Shabbos similar to Lech HaPan Beis HaMikdash, that would be incredibly complicated. But it's not so hard to do Nanuim on Chol HaMoed and Sukkos, and it's not so hard to count the days and the weeks. So maybe Abaye says, I agree to you, Amemar is Drabanan, but why does it therefore follow that we should leave out the weeks? So the two ways to understand why Abaye disagrees with Halacha. He does disagree with Halacha, but based on what principle? And that is the Machlokes, Tosis and the Rambam. Right? The Rambam said clearly that Sfiras Omer Zman Hazeh is Daraisa. B'chol Zman. Where did he get that from? Obviously from Abaye. He passes like Abaye. He understood that Abaye disagreed fundamentally with Amemar, and he's saying that Sfiras Omer Zman Hazeh is Daraisa. It doesn't depend of the Karban HaOmer. Whereas Tosfos, who says that Sfiras Omer Zman Hazeh is Drabanan, unless you think that he's actually passing like a Amemar, you're going to otherwise say, no, He passes like a bai, but he thinks everyone agrees to Sarum's man says Rabban. That's not up for grabs. The Matosis would say the Machlokas, that's what Mary Kurkas presented. Tosis would say the Machlokas by a Maimar is a detail. Everyone agrees Sfiras Omer min HaTorah only applies to Zman that you have a carbon Omer. And then Machlokas in the details, how does this Drabanan work? When Chazal set up the Drabanan of Sfiras Omer Zman Hazeh, do they say we're making Drabanan identical to Daraisa? Or Amemer says no. When they set up Drabanan, they dafka made it different than the Daraisa, only Yamim and not Shavuos. There is something that should bother you a little bit about the Rambam before we leave this element of the sugya. There's something that should bother you. There's an inconsistency on the page of the Rambam itself. I have been hacking ready earlier in the year that when you look at Rambam, this is the very first shtickle in the Briskru of Sefer and Rambam, he already points this out, that the position, Location is critical in Rambam. Because the Rambam is quite explicit about the fact that one of his goals in composing the Mishnah Torah was not only to draw out to isolate all the maskanas and leave aside all the shitas we impossible, like to leave aside the Shat Vitari, just to draw out the maskanas la halacha, but also to put them, Talmud Bavli and the other works to the extent of the Torah Shvah Peh also are conversational and flow from topic to topic, and things are often shlobim kolman. The Rambam was very dedicated to taking all the maskanas of the Torah Shel Peh and putting them back in strict order. Everything has its place. The address matters intensely in Rambam. You learn not only from the Rambam said, but also what the Rambam didn't say, how the Rambam said what he said, and where he puts it. Where the Rambam puts Sfiras Omer? Hilchos Minim Musafim, which is shocking. Because if the Rambam thinks that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Zeh is Daraisa, meaning that Sfiras HaOmer is independent of Karban HaOmer, so why is it next door to Karban HaOmer in the Mishnah Torah? It doesn't belong here. It doesn't belong in Sefer Avodah. The Rif, and to extent the Bahav also, put Sfiras HaOmer at the end of Maseches Pesachim. The Rif didn't write really on Menachos. Didn't write on Kachim, because the Rif was only writing on those topics that halacha l'masa b'zman hazeh. So he has certain areas that come up in Masachas Menachos, Sitzes Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, and so forth. He has halachas ketanos, just sections for that. He doesn't have a Menachos as a whole. So where is he going to put Chadash, and where is he going to put Sfiras HaOmer? So the Rif puts them at the end of Pesachim. The Rambam could have done that also. Right, at the end of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Or somewhere else. And save for his modern. So why did he put the Sfiras HaOmer after the Karban HaOmer? So you could say, yeah.
I mean, it's not
that
pattern also that it's
Sfiras
HaOmer, but it's a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Sfira pattern. Pattern
Good, good. So you could say, I'll take what Zev is saying one of two ways. You could say Sfiras HaOmer doesn't really have a natural home. Chametz u'matzah is about chametz and matzah and Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sfiras HaOmer is not really related to that. As a matter of fact, Min HaTorah and Ana Yom HaZeh in Eretz Yisrael, the Seder is one night, and Sfiras HaOmer starts the next night. B'nai Chutz La'aretz, we think of them as the Seder and Sfiras HaOmer somehow is connected because they coincide. But that's not essential. See, you could have argued, Sfiras HaOmer doesn't really have a natural home in Chametz u'Matzah. Doesn't really have any other natural home in Sefer Zmanah. You put it in Hilchos Yom Tov. Doesn't have to do with Melechus Yom Tov, Shvisas Yom Tov. Doesn't really have any other natural home. So, there are a few areas here and there where the Rambam had to jam something in. Kibud Av Ve'Em is somewhat surprisingly in Sefer Shoftim in Hilchos Mamrim. Why? Because he was looking for an area to put rules of respect for authority. So Mamrim is officially about respect for the authority of Beis Din. Beis Din HaGadol, the power of Beis Din HaGadol, Zakein Mamre. So he put in Kibud Av Ve'Em also. Not really sort of looser conceptual connections, not strictly, not a din of Beis, not saying that your parents are a Beis Din, they are purveyors of the Masorah, but it's certainly a loose connection. Okay, so you can also hear, there was no other place to put Sfiras Omer that really, really fit. So, clearly the Chumash presents them together. Okay, or you could say more. So they quote the name of Chaim, that the Chumash does present, as we said before, Sfiras Omer. In the Chumash, it really sounds like it's Yom HaViachim is Omer HaTenufa. So maybe that's not just a date. Either that's the date, and even the fact that that's the date already is, warrants putting Sfiras HaOmer next to the Mitzvah Korban HaOmer. Or B'chaim said maybe it's more. Maybe even the Rambam agrees that there is a halachic connection between the Korban HaOmer and Sfiras HaOmer. The Korban HaOmer is Gorim Sfiras HaOmer. But maybe, this is the same name of B'chaim, that the Rambam thought, and this is how he understood Abaye, that the Korban, it's not the actual fulfillment of the Korban HaOmer that's Mechayev Sfiras HaOmer. It's the Chiyuv Korban HaOmer that's Mechayev Sfiras HaOmer. We are Chayev and Korban HaOmer. That halacha applies in all generations. We did, what was it, 9 days ago, nine nights ago we had a Chiyuv to do Ketziras HaOmer. 9 days ago we had a Chiyuv to do Havas HaOmer. Onus Rachman HaPatre. We don't have the opportunity. We don't have Machsa Shach. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Like a Jew in Siberia who doesn't have access to Lulav and Esrig. He is a Bar Chiyuv in Lulav and Esrig, but he doesn't have the wherewithal to fulfill it. So Onus Rachman HaPatre. So we have the Alpi Pashas. We have the Chiyuv to bring these. We have a Chiyuv to bring Karban Tamid every day. We just don't have the wherewithal to fulfill it. We have the Chiyuv, but we're not Mekayim at Bepol. So that's another way of understanding. That's how Reb Chaim understood. And you look at the language of the Rambam, it's not only the positioning, look at the beginning of the way he introduces him, Halacha Chavez. Mitzvah say, L'spar Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos, Miyom Havoas HaOmer. From the day of bringing the Omer. So either that's merely just a way of describing the day, or it's more. But it clearly doesn't mean from the day that you actually bring it. The Rambam is clear that you have. We have a Chiyuv Sfiras HaOmer even in a generation, even a year. There was no actual Havas HaOmer, but perhaps it means from the day that you're Mechuyev to bring the Omer. Okay, so this is sort of the first layer of the Sugya, is understanding the Machlokas. There is a Machlokas Amram LaHalacha, whether we're supposed to be counting weeks or merely days. Our practice, the Rambam Paskins, you count days and weeks. Our practice clearly is to count both days and weeks. And as we saw, understanding that shita of Abaye, that we count both days and weeks, seems to, there are two ways of understanding why that should be the din. Which of the two hanachos of Amemar is Abaye rejecting? Is it that he disagrees with him fundamentally and says that Sfiras HaOmer is Doraisa because it's not totally in the Korban HaOmer, or most is totally in the Chiyuv Korban HaOmer, but not in actually bringing the Korban HaOmer before. And that's the position of the Rambam. Or what appears to be the position of Tosfos, that Sfiras HaOmer is Drabanan, but just because it's Drabanan doesn't mean that you necessarily have to limit it to Yamim without Shavuos. I should mention a second short piece, and then we get into the core of the sugya that will begin today and continue beyond. But once we're talking about the Yamim and Shavuos, I should mention that we sort of took it for granted. Number one, we took for granted that we count days and weeks because that's what we do. There's something else we also take for granted, which is what does it mean to count days and weeks? So we took it for granted that means what we did last night, which was Hayom Asara Yamim, Shehem, Shavu Echad, Shlosha Yamim, Baomer, Laomer, whatever it is. So the Mari Kurkus in front of you. The Mari Kurkus. The Mari Kurk is in front of you, Halacha Chav Beis. He quotes, take a look. On the bottom of the page, Halacha Chav Beis, Mitzvah Say, where is this Mitzvah Say? The Mar Malkim is Parshas Emor, Parshas Rei, the best Mar Malkim of all. Pesukim L'Chumash. Okay. Perek Rabbi Shmuel. That's our parak. Samach Vav Avrav. There you go. Amar Abai. Mitzvah Mim Niyome. Mitzvah Mim Nishavuwe. Upir Shubo. And they explained. What did they explain? Shekisha Yashlem Shiva. Yomar Shehem Shavua. When you complete 7 days, then you say, that's a week. Kishiyashlem Arba Asar. Yomar Shehem Shtei Shavuos. When you complete 14, you say, that's 2 weeks. V'chein B'chafal, V'chein B'chafes. You notice what Mari Kurker has just said? What does it mean, L'mimne Shavuot?
When it's a week.
Right. In other words, the Mari Kurker, what he was quoting, was, and that, by the way, goes, the Ran quotes it as well, it goes back to the Baal Hamor, that you count days, how often do you count days? Daily. How often do you count weeks?
Weekly.
Every day you count the days, every week you count the weeks. So last night you only counted 10. Hayom Asar Yom. And then tonight you count 11, and then 12, and then 13. And then you count 14 days, which is 2 weeks. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, which is 3 weeks. So and then he goes on to say, but, Achshav Machmirim. But nowadays we're Machmir. Maskirim B'chol Ayla Shavuos. We mention the weeks every night. Kach v'kach, the Shavuos v'kach v'kach yom. That's what we do. That is, indeed. And V'loshen Rabbeinu notel l'zeh. Shekasav hayamim im ha-Shavuos. V'lo kasav v'ha-Shavuos. Interesting. So you count the days with the weeks. I suppose just counting the days and the weeks. In other words, Mari Kurkus is saying that we have two days here, a machlokas, and he assigns names to them. What we do is what the Rambam says, that every single night you count days and weeks from night seven and on, while the Baal Hamor says you only count weeks once a week. If you look in the Tur, he quotes these two shitos as well as a third shita from the Rav Yah. But he also tells the Mordechai and the Megillah quotes this Rav Yah. Rav Yah is one of the early Ashkenazi Rishonim. He spoke about the Rav Yah a little bit in the Sugya Seba. So the Rav Yah, get ready for this. The Rav Yah flips the Baal Hamar. He says the exact opposite. All week long you only count weeks. It's only on the seven that you count days. Okay? In other words, the Rav Yah says as follows. As ever. Rav Yah says, he says, you count one, you count two, then you count three, and the first you count seven, four, five, six, seven, which is 1 week. And the next night you count a week and a day, a week and 2 days, a week and 3 days, a week and 4 days, a week and 5 days, a week and 6 days, 14 days, which is 2 weeks, 2 weeks and a day, 2 weeks and 2 days. Wow. Okay. Right, we thought, you're looking like, what just happened, right? That's what I said before. Number one, we looked at this Gemara, we thought, of course we know how we pass. We count days and weeks. Number two, we looked at this Gemara and thought we knew what it meant to count days and weeks. In fact, it's the three machlokas Rishonim. We're still trying to wrap our heads around what those three shitas even are. Let's recap what they are together with the Hesber of probably what's driving them. Again, what we're used to doing, that every single night you're counting days and weeks, that's, the Mari Kurki says, that's the position of the Rambam. The Rush quotes it as well. Then there's the second view, which you only count weeks once a week. Tonight you would just count 10, 11, 12. That's the position of the Baal Hamor, which the Ran and Mari Kurkus like. And then there's the position of the Rav Yah, called by the Mordechai in the Tur. Tur quotes all three shitos, that tonight, the last night, we should have only counted with weeks. A week and 3 days. Tonight we will count a week and 4 days. And you only mention the full number of days when it's a full week. Why do these make sense? So l'chora, let's work it out. As the Mari Kurk has already indicated, the Balamor Shita, you count the days every day, you count the weeks every week, so that's really saying you're counting days and you're counting weeks. It's two separate mitzvahs or two separate parts of the mitzvah. They're two separate things that you're doing. You're counting days and you're counting weeks. I don't count the day of Sfira every hour. If someone's counting Sfira as Omer every hour, that sounds a little unhealthy. Sometimes people count after Shachar in case they forgot. Okay. You don't count Sfira, that's what Yamachivs do either. You count the days once a day. That's how you count days. Just like if I'm counting sheep, I count once for each sheep. I'm counting days, I count each day once. So if I'm counting weeks, I count each week once. Makes sense? So that's the position of the Baal Hamor. With Mari Kurk and Ron said, look, that's the Pasha Pshat. But that's saying that there are really two separate things going on. Which is, by the way, the simplest reading of the language of the Gemara was Mitzvah Lemimne Yomei and Mitzvah Lemimne Shavuot. Almost as though they are two separate mitzvahs, two separate phrases in the Chumash. The Mari Kurkers had pointed out that the language of the Rambam is they're fused into one. You count the days with the weeks. In other words, what we do, what we're used to doing, is really we're counting days. But we count the days in two different languages. I don't mean in Hebrew and Yiddish or in English and Portuguese, but in the language of days and the language of weeks. So last night we counted 10 in two ways. 10 days and 1 week plus 3 days. It's just a different way of saying 10 days. 7x plus y. But what we do is not that we're counting the days and we're counting the weeks. We count the days in two different nuschos. Benusach of Yomim and Benusach of Shavuos. And then there's a Rav Yah. The Rav Yah struck his Israeli. Wow, what was that all about? You only count backwards. Every night you count weeks, and once a week you count days. You only say a week and 3 days, a week and 4 days, a week and 5 days, a week and 6 days. You get to 14, then you say 14 days, which is 2 weeks. That Lechora, I think, is like a two-step. It's a two-step relationship. Neither sort of independently counting days and counting weeks, nor counting days just in two different schools, but nusach v'yam and nusach v'leilos. But Rav Yolachar is saying you're counting the days in order to count weeks. Mashal amad davar doma. Let's say I have a kid who loves collecting pennies. You have a kid who loves collecting quarters. Depending on what your halachas are. Right? So I won't ask for hands. If anyone here went through a coin collecting stage, or you still collect coins, so you know that you can go to the bank and get those paper rolls. Right? They get a paper roll, 50 pennies in one roll of obviously worth half a dollar. Or I think it's, if I remember correctly, it's 40 quarters, right? 40 quarters fit in a quarter roll, and that's obviously $10. So let's say the kid's been collecting pennies on Vod. Now he has, jars and jars of pennies. So now he's going to start to put them into rolls. So he's going to count that 50 pennies, put it in one roll. Now put that aside as a roll. Right? Count that next 50 pennies, put it aside, next roll. Right? And then when he's all done, he'll say, how much do I have? Well, I have 127 rolls plus 3 loose pennies. Right? So he's counting individual pennies in order to get to rolls. When people do the, counting things with a check mark the slash every 5, right? You're counting in units, counting clumps. So lechor, that's what Rav Yah is saying. We're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, now we can roll down to 1 week. Now that's already rolled. So I don't have to count 8, 9, 10. The first 7 days are already in the roll. It's already a week. But now I have to count the remainder. A week and a day, a week and 2 days. When I finally get to 14, say 14. Now let me repackage that. Roll the 14 days. Now that's 2 weeks. 2 weeks and a day. 2 weeks and 2 days. 2 weeks and 3 days. It's sort of like this two-step counting. I'm counting days in order to count weeks. Just like you're counting individual pennies, but when you get to 15, that becomes a roll. I'm no longer going to count those individual pennies separately. Now it's just a roll of pennies. two rolls of pennies, three rolls of pennies, four rolls of pennies. So that's what we're making, rolls of days, 7-day rolls of days, counting each individual week into a full week, and then that becomes unit. That's sort of like a third way of thinking about the mitzvah, limni, yom mitzvah, and shavui. Neither the way we do it, which is just two different ways of counting days, nor the Baal Hamor, Mari Kurkus, Ran, which is almost like two independent mitzvahs, or two independent parts of the mitzvah, counting days and counting weeks, count days every day, count weeks every week, but rather, it's two steps. Fundamentally, trying to count weeks, I need to count the days in order to individual days in order to roll them into weeks, but then in the big picture, I'm counting 7 weeks. One could have made the argument, perhaps, that that's what the Rambam means as well. If you look at the language of Rambam, fundamentally, mitzvah says, say, lispar sheva, shabbosos, tamimos, and then he says, milliminos hayom im ashavos. You got to figure out where the Rambam lies in terms of that. Could be. That's a good point. Maybe the Mari Kurkus is also thinking the Ravya, perhaps. So this is fascinating. And this is just getting our feet wet. Mom is 3.5 lines of Gemara, just trying to understand what the Gemara said. What Amemar, we know what Amemar said, Mitzvah Min Yomi. But why did he say it? Zeichel Mikdash, what does that mean? What does that tell me? And Abai disagrees based upon what is he disagreeing. And then also to figure out what was Abai even saying. Mitzvah Limni Shavuei, was that the way we do it? Was that the way the Baal Hamor was suggesting? Was that the way the Rav Yehuda was suggesting? And that speaks to different ways of thinking about the relationship. What does it mean to count weeks? Is that a mitzvah of counting weeks? Or that's a mitzvah of counting days, but no sechshel weeks? Or a mitzvah to count weeks that's stacked upon, built off of, you know, the more local mitzvah to count days? It may be worth thinking about the hashkafic significance of that also. Different ways of thinking about long-term and short-term. Maybe there are three models being presented by the three ways of counting days and weeks. And then, let's leave off of where we're headed for next time. We're headed for next time is to explore the end of Tosfos. The end of Tosfos, the middle of Tosfos is dedicated to the Ashita of the Bahag, which we're not going to focus on, which is the question of, can you count Sfiras HaOmer during the daytime or nighttime is Likuva? That's the bulk of Tosfos. We're not going to focus on that. At the end, they quote another Ashita of the Bahag, which, by the way, does not appear in our editions of the Halachas Gedolos. If you miss a day, you can no longer count. Rishum debay hifzik yomecha v'lo sofer shuveinu sofer. Why? Because you need to mimos. And Tosa says the tema gedol v'lo yitachin. That's such a tremendous kash. It can't be. They don't bother telling you what's so absurd. Almost as though like it's so absurd they can't even get the words out. This is utterly absurd. The Rush already explains. Rush and the Psachim, like the Rif, the Rush built off of the Rif. So he has Sfira Sa'omer at the end of Psachim. Perig Yud Halacha Simen Mem Aleph. He says, what's wrong with saying the Bahag? What's wrong with saying if you miss the day you can no longer count? Almost. Tosis quotes the Rush quotes the Rif. Presumably that's what Tosis was driving at. Is what I mean. Every night is a mitzvah. How could you say that you missed? Well, if I didn't bench on yesterday's lunch, I shouldn't bench on today's lunch. Ma kesher adar. You didn't count sphere yesterday. Why should you not count sphere today? Every day is a mitzvah. The Prima Gadim, very good. Prima Gadim asked, and how do you know it's its own mitzvah? Because every day has its own bracha. So obviously every day is its own mitzvah. If I didn't put on tefillin 2 weeks ago, it doesn't mean I shouldn't put on tefillin today. Adrav, do tshuva, be more careful about putting on tefillin today. If you didn't count sphere last night, the other shouldn't count sphere tonight. Adrav, should be more careful. What's the Bahag saying? What is the Bahag saying? So we're headed to explore what indeed was the Bahag thinking. And to do that, we're going to dig into Avrei Pesachim. We're going to dig into some of the more mysterious parts of the Seder. Whether or not there's a bracha on charoses, and what is charoses about anyhow? And what does Tana mean when they say a machlokas, whether there's a mitzvah of charoses or not? But everyone has charoses. And a mysterious rush that the Shah Gassar was very upset about, who said the reason why we have a Kazayas of Maror is because, sounds like the Rosh says, since you say Al Achil is Maror, so you have to do Achil B'Kazayas, which seems sort of backwards. Well, don't just say Al Pitzel is Maror and don't have a Kazayas. So something's afoot in Maror, something big is afoot in Charoses, and figuring that out will shed light on many Birkas HaMitzvahs, including Sfiras Omer. Awesome day, Chevron.
Thank you, Rabbi. I saw...